Welcome back, AM 1450 KATE. Mitch Widmeyer here with you. Going to the phone lines, we're continuing on with our fall prep sports preview here on K-Radio. Happy to have our next guest on. Brandon Nusset, the United South Central head football coach, joins us on the program now. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. How are summer practices going so far? What has stood out to you?
Yeah, thanks for having us, Mitch. So far, really just the sheer numbers. Numbers of guys interested in getting better. The attendance has been really impressive, starting really since November, with the weight room 3 days a week. We've had 25, 30 guys. We did some, 7-on-7 in a passing league up at Mankato, pretty much had 20, 22 guys there each Sunday during the passing league. And then had a kind of an install, the last week of July, 4 or 5 days, and really had good participation there. So I'd say sheer participation and then kind of an eagerness to learn that the guys have had. Willingness to get better, and they're definitely excited for this season.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'll ask you, you sound somewhat surprised with the numbers that you've gotten in a positive light. Is that true, that you're maybe getting more people out than what you initially expected?
Yeah, absolutely. We went up to the passing league, and even in Mankato, and some of the bigger schools, Mankato West and Mankato East, some of those schools that you'd expect to have really great numbers, they would be surprised with how many kids we'd get to go to 7-on-7. And then I talked to some other schools in the area about weight room and participation there. And when I'd tell them our numbers, they were definitely taken back with how good a turnout we've had so far.
I know we're still a few weeks out, but sounds like you have an idea of who will be participating on the team. Do you bring back a lot of the starters from last year's squad, or what does the construct of the team look like?
We're going to be young. We had a pretty good senior class in terms of numbers, in terms of individual talent. So we do have a senior class coming back who is juniors, only had 6 guys out. So it's not a huge senior class. Kind of each coach at the 1A level, I think, looks to have 10-plus with a senior class, and anything more than that is kind of a bonus. So having 6 keeps us a little bit thin. We're definitely young, but we do return a lot of guys that had an effect on us last season.
United South Central football coach Brandon Nusseth, our guest this afternoon here on AM 1450 KAT. This, of course, part of our fall prep sports preview. You guys won 2 games last year, if I remember correctly. It happened to be the first 2 contests of the season. How do you try and build onto that this year?
Yeah, and last season the schedule is kind of set up. So we played 2 schools that were really down last year to start. And we played Mankato, Loyola, and Kingsland. And there were 2 programs that were definitely building. And then we played, the Mankato BAs, the Blooming Prairies, some of those schools, Kenyon Mingo, that we knew would be a little more tough. And I think as the season went on, we battled against some injuries, but I think we were in a lot of games, a lot of close games. So I think coming into this season, we know things might not have gone our way in terms of total win total, just winning 2 games, but being that close in so many games and now putting the work in, I think leaves a lot of the guys excited about what we can do this season.
Do you have goals for the team that are already set in place? Are you the kind of coach that, writes them out on the whiteboard, lets everyone know what you expect, and you guys kind of get together as one collective group and talk about some of those expectations?
As far as goals, we want to be competitive, things like that, real vague things. As far as particular goals and goals that the guys will set, they will complete their individual goals next week when we get together on Monday. And then they'll do some team goals. So we'll break down and kind of go over goals that we want to accomplish as a team and really let the guys and the seniors and the captains kind of lead us on those goals. But the biggest one, like we said, we want to be competitive. We want to be a team that's kind of hitting our peak at the right time coming into the playoffs.
Who are the players by name? Are there a few that you think will have a big impact this year, names that we will be hearing and reading about throughout the season from your team?
Yep, absolutely. I think 3 of our captains, Levi Tezius, Trent Stevemer, and Jake Stevemer, are 3 guys that are going to kind of stick out. 2 of them will play on the offensive line, being Jake Stevemer and Levi Tezius, so you might not hear them quite as much. Roel Perales was a running back for us last year. I think you're going to hear his name quite a bit. Zach Niebuhr, a sophomore running back, became a starter late last season, actually had over 130 yards against Medford in the game as a freshman. So he's a player we look really forward to seeing kind of what he'll accomplish in his USC career. Derek Christensen will take the reins at quarterback. Real good athlete. We're really excited about what he can do. Colby Klesik didn't play for us last season, but will jump in and play receiver for us. Really good basketball player, and we think that'll translate to the football field. A.J. Kloos, whose older brother was one of our better players, Ryan Kloos, last season, he'll be a sophomore. But as far as the height and kind of the build and the athleticism as a receiver and DN, we look really forward to what he can accomplish. Gavin Sonic, another player actually that didn't play for us last year, going to be a junior, will provide a lot of depth on the offensive side of the ball. Hunter Johnson, kind of a guy that can do it all, probably going to have him play some running back, some quarterback, some receiver. He's another player that I think will stick out this season.
Brandon Nusseth, kind enough to join us this afternoon, part of our fall prep sports preview. He, of course, is the head football coach of the United South Central Rebels football team. If I saw correctly, Coach, you have a scrimmage scheduled about a week out from the regular season opener. What are you hoping to accomplish and take away from that? I know that's a popular thing amongst many high school coaches to get one or two scrimmage sessions in before a week one opponent.
Yep, absolutely. I think if you looked, if you polled the coaches across the state, it'd probably be 80-90% do some type of scrimmage. Some, out of fear of injuries, don't do them. This year, we are hosting the scrimmage. We got Janesville coming down. We have Martin County West, and then we have Hayfield. So biggest thing for any scrimmage is try to come out injury-free. I think you'll probably hear that a lot. But we really want to just kind of hone in. We are learning kind of a new offense, and we're hoping the guys, show the discipline, everything that we want to do at the scrimmage, executing that offense. So that's something that we definitely want to take from the scrimmage. And then come out confident that we're ready for Faribault BA our first week.
Are the guys to a point on your team where they do just want to get into some live game action and go at it against someone else outside of their own teammates from a practice?
Absolutely. I think when you get a school our size, in practice, when you're having the ones go against the twos, there's definitely a disadvantage just because there's not a lot of depth there. So I think our guys realize that, and I think they probably get more pumped up and eager for that scrimmage than anything else just because it's kind of that first time that we really get to play against somebody else. So they definitely get excited for that.
For those going out, we'll finish up with a couple of points. For those going out to watch your USC team this year, what type of offense and style of play will they see on a given Friday night?
I think you're going to see a disciplined team, a team that can mix it up as far as throwing and running the ball. And that's probably the biggest thing we want to do this season. I don't think we did it as well as we want to do last year, just establishing the run, being able to run the football. Our leading rusher, Roel Perales, had about 280 rushing yards last year, and that's something that if you really want to be a successful 1A football team in the state of Minnesota, you need more rushing yards than that. And then a defense that is hungry, that flies to the football, that plays with enthusiasm, that's really something we preach, and I think it's something that you're going to see each and every Friday night.
Where are the strong suits positionally with your team? If we split things up, where do you feel confident? Like what position group or groups, if you want to go plural, do you look at and say, man, I feel really good about that unit?
I'd say probably right now running back with Roel Perales, Zach Niebuhr, Gavin Sonic, Hunter Johnson, and even down to our freshmen, Bryce Sonic and Micah Hampson are really solid football players. A lot of them have things as a coach you don't even need to teach in terms of running back skills, vision, seeing holes, explosiveness. So I definitely think our running backs are kind of our strong point. Our offensive line, our group that have a work ethic like no other. So in terms of guys that really put in the time this offseason, I think you're going to see that. And I think them just kind of learning the position, our blocking scheme, I think if they can get a hold of that, I think our running game can really take off. As far as defense, I think our linebackers, we return nearly all of our linebackers from last season. We lose Mitch Harpestead, but we return a lot of our linebackers. So I definitely think our running game with our running backs and then our linebackers will kind of be our strength in terms of position going forward in 2017.
We'll wrap it up on this. What kind of things do you look at, do you think, need to be worked on before that season opener on September 1st? What kind of things are you emphasizing at practice?
I think the biggest one is discipline, is understanding the schemes, things like that. So when we get to September 1st and we're playing Faribault BA, that we have it down. Like I said, we had way too many three and outs, couldn't really establish a run. That's probably the biggest thing we're going to look at. Were we successful in that first week? Were we able to move the football? Were we able to, as an offense, really compete? Defensively throughout 2016, I think we did the job, and we did well enough to win games. It's really going to be that offense, kind of how we gel, how we come along, that'll dictate what type of season we have this year.
That's season opener for USC. For those interested, September 1st against Faribault BA. It sneaks up closer and closer, just a couple weeks out from now. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and best of luck kicking off the 2017 campaign.
Thanks, Mitch, and thanks for having us.
More next right here on AM 1450 KATE.